Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The FBI is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an earlier investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia has failed to win re-election to the United Nations Human Rights Council, an action seen as a rebuke of the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is VOA News. There is growing sense by the time the Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, Iraqi officials contend IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is holed up, along with lieutenants, somewhere in Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by the IS militants in their battle to keep Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports now from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. network security experts are saying that Chinese hackers recently launched an attack targeting people attending a U.S.-Taiwan defense industry conference. Officials say the attempted attack took place in the U.S. state of Virginia, where defense officials, defense industry representatives, defense security experts, and think tank scholars had gathered for the conference. Mark Stokes, executive director of the Project 2049 Institute, said Taiwan's democratic government is a real threat to the legitimacy of Chinese communist government. Taiwan believes Chinese hackers have infiltrated its defense, foreign affairs, air traffic control, and communication systems, saying the scale has reached quasi-war level. Britain's decision to leave the European Union has survived a legal challenge when Northern Ireland's High Court dismissed arguments that could have prevented Prime Minister Theresa May from beginning the process of exiting the EU. An American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan says he will accept the Nobel Prize in Literature, finally breaking his silence about the prestigious award. 75-year-old artist had not responded to repeated attempts to contact him since he was named the Nobel winner on October 13th. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.